and welcome to Xylene Voices, an educational podcast series that features interviews with today's thought leaders in the training industry. I'm Dawn Poulos, your host.
Our guest for today's podcast is Mark Barthelemy, solutions architect at Capital Learning and Development in the UK and renowned blogger of the Learning Conversations blog. Mark is a learning technology specialist with over 10 years of experience in the e-learning and training industry. Mark has been the lead consultant on a number of high-profile public projects, including the UK's NHS Jobs Training and Support, a virtual learning environment for National Health Service staff, and NHS Choices Training, which provides health and well-being information to the public. His hugely popular Learning Conversations blog is a resource for information on learning technologies, workplace learning, and the interactions between people, organizations, and technology. And today, he's going to talk with us about getting more from your LMS. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dawn. Thank you.
Mark, companies today are spending tremendous resources to create content that they then lock away in LMSs. Now, I've read many of your blog posts, and my understanding is that you don't feel that this content is being adequately leveraged by organizations. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. Based on a lot of experience in this, because you know I've seen and worked with learners who used a piece of content quite successfully once, but then they wanted to find a piece of information that they know is in the content somewhere, but they can't find it. And it's partly to do with the way our content's designed, but also primarily to do with the systems that the content's sitting inside, because they don't help people find it. There's no search. There's no ability to just quickly get to the piece of information you need.
Okay, so how do we address this problem?
I think the question we need to address is the LMS the place to distribute content from? And if we're talking content as in school packages, then I think there's a very big problem that we've got to deal with. And the approach I've seen that works best for me is when you separate out learning content, so stuff that is really going to help people learn to change behaviors, to increase knowledge, to give people new skills, and the information that they need in order to do that. So it's separating the activities from the knowledge. And the knowledge doesn't have to sit inside the content. And I would say the knowledge should be sitting somewhere that's easily searchable, that's easy to get to. An information repository or an intranet or anything but the LMS.
This is interesting. Let's stay on this subject for just a bit. In one of your more recent blog posts called Getting More from Your LMS, you talk about how a lot of people disparage the LMS and how the problem lies with how the system is used in conjunction with other systems. Why is this, and how do you think an organization should optimally utilize their LMS to distribute learning content?
Well, given the current systems, it's very, very, very difficult. I think there's a two-pronged approach that needs to be taken. One is to think about what content do we really need to sit inside our LMSs, you know, accepting that once it's inside the LMS, it becomes hidden away, it's not searchable, it's not easy to jump to a specific part of a piece of content. So the first thing I would suggest is, okay, we look at our content and we think, let's take the approach that we don't put information into our content. Information should be held somewhere else that's in an easily searchable place on our intranet, anywhere else, but not the LMS. And that's where Cathy Moore's action mapping approach comes in really, really handy, because the way that she designs her learning materials is you start with the activities that you're going to be giving people, and then they identify the knowledge that they really, really need to be able to do those activities. And that information doesn't have to be stored with the content itself. It can be stored somewhere else. So the content inside the LMS is all about practice activities, it's about assessments, it's about stuff that is real learning activity rather than information. And the second prong to the attack is to get LMS providers thinking about how they can really make better use of the content inside their systems. And I've seen a couple of examples recently. One was an LMS provider that had produced a mobile app that searched through all the different SCORM packages and pulled out all the assets and made them available through the app, just the assets themselves, so the videos, the MP3s, the graphics, whatever. And so you could very quickly find bits and pieces from inside the content.
Mark, you argue that the systems that deliver learning materials are designed from the point of view of the administrator. Now, in your opinion, what are the biggest barriers that companies face in creating user-centered content delivery systems?
Well, up to now, our learning management systems have been designed purely to support top-down learning. You know, they're starting to include informal learning techniques and things like that, but it's really at the core of them, it's all about telling people this is what you will do and monitoring that they've done it. That's really what learning management systems are about. Now, times are changing. Times are changing both in terms of what learners expect, and they expect to be able to go and find stuff when they need it, but also in terms of who's looking after the money, who's holding the budgets. In previous times, the learning and development department would hold the training budget, and they would assign people to courses based on that training budget. But these days, I'm coming across more and more organizations where it's actually the learners who are controlling the budgets. They choose, the managers support and everything, they choose which courses, which learning interventions they are going to buy into. And the learning development departments need to get their heads around that they're not in control anymore. It's the learners who are in control. And L&D needs to think about changing their culture to be more of a marketing perspective, and that they're actually selling to the end users.
So you just said that learning and development should become more of a marketing type department. Is there anything from a course development perspective that can help with this?
In terms of course development, I think I would go back to the Cathy Moore thing and separate out information from learning and treat them differently. And in terms of the systems that they use, they need to be asking their LMS vendors for systems that are more Amazon-like, more like the systems that people are using outside of the workplace. You know, I've just done a blog post today which is talking about that very thing, and I've put a picture of an Amazon page up there and identified the bits on that page that we could use as learning and development people if we had the systems to do it. You know, a good e-commerce system that has recommendations and highlighted products that the organization wants to push, links to products you've previously purchased, all that sort of thing, that's actually what a good learning management system should look like these days.
Okay, so how do we enable something like this to create user-centered delivery systems?
Well, I think there are two aspects we need to be looking at. One is finding out what is it people are really wanting to do, what are they searching for, that's the primary thing, and how people are behaving when they're using their systems. I know so many systems that have been implemented where the users are so far removed from the people who are irresponsible for the systems that there's no real knowledge of the problems that people are getting into when they're using it. So, but going back to the search thing, I was watching a presentation from Sudhir Giri, who is Head of Learning Technologies for Google, and he was talking about they did a very large training needs analysis, really complex, you know, brought in consultants, lots of questionnaires, to really understand what the training needs of the organization were. In parallel to that, they analyzed what people inside the organization were searching for, and the results were identical. So the data is all there. If we would only collect what people are searching for inside our organizations, on our intranets, you know, wherever they're able to search for stuff, if we could only collect that data and analyze it, then we know what we need to be designing for.
So, Mark, you're obviously talking about searching what's going on in systems outside of learning, including social networks?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's because I don't separate the learning management system as being the only learning tool we've got. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're using Yammer or Socialcast internally, or if we've got a content management system for the intranet, they're going to be using that and interacting with it by searching.
I think at this point it's quite clear that it's not enough to simply bolt on blogs or wikis to our LMSs or to simply add links to Facebook or Twitter, etc. We really need to think about how learners can be encouraged to make more and better use of learning materials. In your opinion, what's the best way to address this?
Well, I think we need to be looking at how people are doing it outside of the corporation, outside of our organizations. And I was thinking about this earlier, and you know, two examples spring to mind straight away, YouTube and SlideShare. They're all about content. They're all about delivering content. And if we look at how they get best out of their content, how they get more and more people to view it, you know, there's two or three things. First of all, they make it really easy to take their content and use it elsewhere. You don't have to go to YouTube, or in our cases, you shouldn't have to go to the LMS to be able to use the content. It should be able to be pulled and displayed wherever the learner is going to be. And the second thing is, they make it really easy to connect the content into the user's own social networks, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, or even if it's just by email. They make it so easy to put links or even put their content straight into those other social networks. And the trouble with our corporate learning systems, or generally our corporate systems, they don't look at what's really happening out in the world and model based on that. They model based on how they think the corporation should work. But people inside the corporation have higher expectations than I think a lot of our systems designers think they do.
I agree with that. I'd say they even try to make it more of a closed system, don't they?
Definitely they do. Yeah. I know an example of a social cast implementation. Well, you know, just generally social cast. Social cast out on the web works beautifully, and Yammer and all those, they interact with Twitter, they interact with mobile devices. It's all a nice connected network. But with social cast, you can put it inside the firewall. But by doing so, you've actually cut a huge swathe out of what Socialcast is capable of, because you've broken the link with what you're doing on Twitter, what you're doing on Facebook, what you're doing on your mobile device, because you now can't get to it from those systems.
And this concludes today's podcast. Mark, thank you so much. That was terrific.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You can learn more about Mark Barthelemy by visiting his hugely popular Learning Conversations blog located at www.learningconversations.co.uk. You can find a link to this site at the Xylem Voices homepage located at www.xylem.com/podcasts.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Xylem Voices, an educational podcast series sponsored by Xylem.